It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's Wednesday, July 27th, and it's the end of an era in St. Louis for one young outfielder named Colby Rasmus. The St. Louis Cardinals traded today Colby Rasmus, part of a, eight-player deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. The White Sox also mixed in with that, and the thinking now, Jeremy, too, is that Trevor Miller will end up in Chicago.
Which is interesting because that puts four lefty relievers on the White Sox, wow. And I think we'll talk about that. I mean, it's a corresponding move coming up
sure.
with that.
Well, we had Mike Claiborne on from KMOX. He's part of the Cardinals broadcast team. You hear him when Mike Shannon takes some time off, and Mike does an excellent job of filling in on the Cardinals broadcast. He was kind enough to join us yesterday. He joins us again. And Mike Claiborne, I know that I've made it in life when my phone rings in the office and it's you telling me about a Cardinals trade. I mean, how cool was that for me?
Well, I don't know if I tell you, if I called to tell you I'd won no Powerball, I wouldn't be doing this show anymore. Ooh. I don't know how that would be. But we'll just stick with the trade for today. Something that I guess we talked about it yesterday. So for it to materialize today, I don't think it was a surprise. The players who moved by for the Cardinals, I don't think, really were difference makers at this point. You know, you look back and you think about talent. He's been hurt most of the year.
Right.
Trevor Miller can't get anybody out. He had a chance last night, and he couldn't get the leadoff man out, so much for that. And P.J. Walters made a game that was supposed to be a blowout on Monday night, all of a sudden interesting for an inning or so. So
sure.
You know, it was time. You know, Colby Rasmus may be a good player someday. I just don't think he'll ever be a good player in a Cardinal uniform. It is what it is.
It's interesting, Mike, and I'll be honest with you. You kind of shocked Jeremy and I yesterday by kind of the way you talked about Colby a little bit, that his best days in a Cardinals uniform was behind him, and obviously you were looking ahead to the fact that he probably would be traded. But just before we dive into this trade a little bit more, but what went wrong with Colby, not the on the field necessarily, but off the field? What went so wrong with him and this organization?
Well, I think it was the perception. You know, remember, no one, you know, here in St. Louis had ever watched Colby Rasmus play. You know, someone thought he was a 5-tool player. And when you move Jim Edmonds to make sure he plays every day and you play him as a kid where you live through the mistakes and you don't get any better, I think that it just came down to that. I think the fact that his father was involved and, you know, had made a lot of comments about, you know, how the Cardinals are handling his son. That and the fact he wasn't producing.
Right.
You know, so I think it was a combination of things.
Talking with Mike Claiborne, KMOX Sports, and the St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster. And Mike, I mean, Rasmus, yeah, I mean, ups and downs in St. Louis, but he was young, he was cheap, and he had potential. Did the Cardinals get enough back in this trade with Edwin Jackson, a starter, and they bolster their bullpen? Definitely. It seems like a big short-term gain when you add Octavio Dotel and then a Mark Zepchinski who you're going to have under contract. Did they get enough back in return for Rasmus?
Great question, Jeremy, and congratulations on saying his name right the first time.
I practiced it for a couple months.
I don't know. You know, here in St. Louis is not going over well. I think some people thought we should have been getting more back for him. But my question is, well, what do you expect for a guy who's struggling, mm-hmm. a guy who's never lived up to the potential? You know, nobody's going to give you Gibson or Mariano Rivera or anybody like that. I think you got to take into account he is what he is. Now, with that said, there were some other teams that had expressed interest, which tells you that you had a commodity. I think what it says is the Cardinals are looking to win now. You know, they'll deal with Edwin Jackson somewhere down the road. Corey Patterson's just a spare part right now. The left-handed reliever was the key. And Octavio Dotel is a guy they've been wanting for the last 3 years.
Hmm.
But they couldn't get him. So I think, you know, for the short term, Jeremy, it makes your team better, in my opinion, because it looks like we're going to see a platoon situation. Perhaps we'll see Descalzo play a lot more at short, which means that either Ryan Terrio is going to watch a little bit more or he'll play second base. So, you know, you've got a lot of moving parts here that still have not been decided. And who's to say that the Cardinals may not continue to look to shore themselves up in another area or two?
Right. I know they're continuing talks with the Padres. At least that's what reports are for Heath Bell. So is that a guy you think they can still get with trading Rasmus?
Yeah, I think so. You know, now you may have to dip into your farm system. And I know that San Diego has prided themselves on going after top prospects and other organizations. But I think that, you know, you still need a legitimate closer. And granted, Salas has, what, 18, 19 saves, but some of them have been shaky here recently. So we'll see. I would hope that they're not done because I think that, I think they're a better team today than they were yesterday. I'm not sure if they're a better team with regard to postseason. And you know, it's a difference between where the Cardinals are and where Pittsburgh is, where, you know, Pittsburgh wants to make a deal just so they can get to 500. Cardinals are looking to make a deal to get to the second round of postseason minimum.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster here on the T&J Show. And Edwin Jackson, what do you think of him, Mike? I know he pitched pretty well when he was with the Chicago White Sox. Hasn't had a lot of success in the National League, though, which is kind of surprising. What have you seen from him in the times you've watched him pitch?
Crafty guy. Interesting. This is going to be interesting. I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years ago when he was in Arizona. You remember he threw at Carpenter.
Yes, I do remember that.
And Carpenter got all worked up at Atlanta, so I'm sure that everybody's got a memory as far as those pictures are concerned. But you know what? He's better than I think what we have in the fifth spot right now. I think this means Kyle McClellan will be one of your guys that will come at the left-handers, which will be great because you can spot start him if you need to. And I think it really shores up your bullpen a little bit better. But I think Jackson is a serviceable guy. In this rotation, it's not like he's asked to do a whole lot. Just don't have a big blow-up day, and I think we'll be okay.
And you think, Mike, for sure that this probably means that McClellan moves to the bullpen. If that is the case, how strong does that help that bullpen now and help La Russa in terms of knowing exactly what each guy has a role down in that bullpen?
Well, you got two guys that can definitely get left-handers out. You've got a long guy in Lance Lynn. You've got two set of guys in Boggs and Mott.
Right.
And then you got your closer, as we speak, in Salas. Pretty solid bullpen right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and I think the versatility of McClellan is so key.
Yes.
So Tony doesn't have to make two moves in an inning just to pitch to a left-handed hitter. You know, I mean, you know, Tony is the master looking for matchups.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you burn, you know, a lefty just to get one guy out. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
And, Mike, you talked about this. You know, this is a playoff push. This is all about the short-term move. How much do you think the contract situations of Chris Carpenter, Albert Pujols have to do with that? I mean, are they making a push to say, hey, guys, we want to win the World Series, and if you want to win the World Series, you should stay here?
I don't think it has as much, and here's why. Whatever you're going to do with them, you're going to do after the season. You've already made a statement that you want to contend, and I don't think anyone thinks that the Cardinals aren't in this thing to contend. The Carpenter thing has more options to it. You know, he's got a $15 million option next year. Many think that they won't give him that option, and they'll try and restructure a deal where he'll get an extra year out of it at a fair number. You know, obviously with Albert, you know, this is the only organization he's ever known. And as he sees firsthand, they're still trying to improve the ball club to win. You know, he's got the best offense, excuse me, with Holiday and Berkman he's ever had since, you know, you had Roland and Jim Edmonds. So I don't think it's an issue of making a statement to them on their commitment to winning. It's just an issue of trying to be creative and coming up with a fair deal that works for the Cardinals and Pujols, whereas the Cardinals can remain competitive in getting other players to help the ball club win if Pujols is going to be here.
Mike Claiborne works with KMOX. He's part of the Cardinals broadcast team, and he is very kind in coming on here on the Tay and Jay Show quite a bit. In fact, 2 days in a row, which is now
just
a record.
Just keep the streak going. Just
come on.
All I know is if I ever roll through Champagne, I better be eating at the best restaurant.
You know what? I'm promising you a nice steak.
Even if Gene's got to cook, I don't care how he eats, as long as it's good.
As long as it's a ribeye and some cold
beer. You know what? I'm scared. Maybe she doesn't cook, so you know I don't want to get her off on a bad habit here.
Let me tell you. That's my wife, Mike. That's my wife.
Okay.
She'll be there, though.
Jeremy, why don't you just come on over to the Lions house and we'll all eat together, courtesy of Gene.
Gene can take care of that. I guarantee you. She's got the skills in that regard. Well, Mike Claiborne, I know it's a busy day for you, and very kind of you to take some time to join us again. So thanks, man, and we will talk to you shortly.
All right, boys, tune in tonight. It could be interesting. I don't know who's going to be here tonight as players are making their way from wherever. So we'll see who we'll be playing with tonight. It'll be fun this weekend taking on the Cubs with some new faces in the lineup.
Absolutely. Well, stay out of trouble versus those Cubbies.
Too late. They're not even here yet.
Mike Claiborne. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care, fellas.
Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster and for KMOX. And, you know, he brought up an interesting thing there. Will the guys even be here? You know, you don't think about that when you make a trade. You just automatically think everybody's shifted over and everybody starts tonight. But, you know, Edwin Jackson, I had a text from a buddy that asked, asked Mike Claiborne when he will start. But Edwin Jackson just started a couple of nights ago,
Two nights ago, okay. I believe. So I think he'll pitch in the Cubs series.
So he might pitch in the Cubs series.
Stay in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, just stay in Chicago, and then you can pitch in Wrigley.
Well, I thought
he's coming down. Yeah,
it's
coming
in
down
St. Louis, right.
At least it's not a far trip for him. Kobe's got to head all the way up to Toronto.
I would assume that Edwin Jackson, I mean, the White Sox are at home right now, right? Mm-hmm. Or are they in Detroit? They're in Chicago. I'd assume it's pretty easy for him to get down here. Now, Zepchinski and these guys, they might have to go through customs.
Well, I know.
It might take a while.
It sounds like Corey Patterson's supposed to be here tonight.
Oh, okay.
So he might be in uniform. We don't know. But it doesn't sound like any of those guys will play. Usually you don't want to play them the day they get traded. But, yeah, you'll see some new faces on the Cardinals. What do you think of this trade, Cardinals fans? Trade Colby Rasmus, and you get back a starting pitcher, Edwin Jackson, a couple of relievers, and Corey Patterson, a fourth outfielder for you. 359-2255, 217-359-2255. You think you got enough for Colby Rasmus? So we'll also break down the White Sox side of the deal in a little bit. And also, Michael Wright from ESPNChicago.com will update us on the Bears, what they're doing out in free agency. I mean, stuff's going crazy here on the NFL free agency. Haven't heard much from the Bears, though, yet.
So give us a call, 359-2255. We know there's a ton of Tay and Jay baseball listeners out there, and we'd like to hear your point of view on this trade. Jeremy and I gave ours. We'll continue to give ours, but let's hear your point of view as well, 359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Warner.
Hey.
And what a day. What a day we've talked about. I just had a good buddy text me and say, don't forget Lance Lynn in that eighth inning as well. I did. I kind of skipped Lance Lynn. He's done a great job since he's been up. And I can tell you right now, we have a lot of great guests on our show, but I know one guy that knows his stuff about as well as anybody I've heard, because I hear him every night on the Cardinals broadcast team break it down. That is Kevin Wheeler of KMOX and also the Cardinals broadcast team. And Kevin, you wrote a great article today titled Measuring Impact, you know, of this Colby Rasmus trade. What's the easiest way for our listeners to find that article?
Just go to KMOX.com and click on the sports page. It'll be there somewhere. You can look at my name or the Cardinals, but any one of those pages you go to, that'll be right near the top.
Okay, and the caveat beyond this, Kevin, and we've talked about it here before, is that you're a Colby Rasmus guy. I mean, you like Colby Rasmus, but in the article, you basically say a lot of the positives that the Cardinals are getting out of this. So in your mind, Kevin, I guess this was a pretty good deal for St. Louis.
Well, short term, there's no question, guys. I mean, John Jay was outplaying Colby Rasmus this year anyway in almost every way that you could measure except for home runs. But even that wasn't as big a difference as you would have imagined coming into the year. I think 11-7 is the difference right now. But Jay's been the better player and the more consistent player. You know, Colby runs through streaks where when he's really hot, he's great for a week or two. And then, you know, he's been cold for almost 2 months until he got hot here in the last couple of days. And I think considering that John Jay has outplayed Colby this year, you don't lose anything in your starting lineup. You add a starting pitcher who has top of the rotation stuff in Edwin Jackson. You add a right-handed reliever in Octavio Dotel, who's been a closer and who's holding right-handers to a 159 batting average this year. And then you add a left-hander who's 25 years old, under team control for the next five seasons, and throws 92 to 93 miles an hour with a tough slider, and lefties are only hitting 159 against him. You just addressed three huge needs, plus Kyle McClellan goes back to the bullpen. So you've now added three guys to the back end of the pen, a rotation guy for the top third. I think we'd argue that Jackson is definitely better than Loesch and Westbrook. You know, in that discussion, I think, with Jaime Garcia, but not quite as good as Chris Carpenter. And you don't lose anything based on this year for offense. The question is long-term, what will be the impact? And I guess we have to wait and see on that because there are a lot of moving parts there.
And, Kevin, what do you think of Edwin Jackson? I've watched a lot of White Sox games. The one thing he does is he goes through those streaks where he doesn't control the ball very well. He walks a lot of guys, and he gets a lot of balls going play when you're playing against Edwin Jackson. Does that worry you about the fit on a team that doesn't play great defense?
No. I'm a huge Edwin Jackson fan. As I mentioned, I love Colby Rasmus. I think he's going to be a really strong major league player for a long, long time, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him make an all-star team or two with the Blue Jays, maybe even more than that. But I'm just as big a fan of Edwin Jackson. You can't really measure his numbers all that well, but I'll give you a couple quick things. I know he's been about a 500 pitcher. He's not really been on dominant teams the last few years, but he's got a 4.11 earned run average over his last four seasons combined. All of that in the American League. Now, I don't know what the conversion rate is. It's not like Canadian money versus American money, but ERAs tend to go down when guys go from the American League to the National League. I would say he's probably a 3.5 ERA in the American League, maybe even a little bit better than that. And he has dominant stuff. You're right, though. He does occasionally struggle with his consistency, with his command. But we're talking about a guy whose average fastball is 94 to 95. He can dial it up to 98. And I've personally seen him throw 98 miles an hour on his 130th pitch of a game.
Wow.
And then this guy is a horse. He can go deep. In fact, I talked to Gerald Laird about him a little bit ago. Gerald caught for Edwin Jackson when they were both playing for the Tigers a couple years ago. And he said that same thing, that this guy is just scary, that he's not always consistent. But keep in mind, he's only 27 years old right now. So you think about a guy like that, maybe getting a couple of tweaks here and there with Dave Duncan. I'm a huge fan. This is a guy that's got a 392 ERA pitching in the American League this year, a dominant fastball. He's got an out pitch for a slider, an out pitch for a curveball. All you got to do is get him to throw strikes.
Yeah. Talking with Kevin Wheeler, KMOX Sports, and St. Louis Cardinals broadcast crew. Kevin, I know his contract's up at the end of the year, but can you see the Cardinals signing him long term?
Boy, I wouldn't rule out anything. It's going to be tough, though. I mean, you look at it right now. Adam Wainwright will be back next year. You got Kyle Loesch and Jake Westbrook under contract. Jaime Garcia just got a contract extension. And all of that's if you don't bring back Chris Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling they're going to want to bring back Chris Carpenter, maybe not by exercising that option, but by working a 2 or 3 year deal to kind of spread that money out a little bit so that it's not $15 million for the hit next year. And Jackson makes over $8 million now. He's probably going to make $10, $11, $12 million a year for his next contract. But I wouldn't say never. You'd probably have to move Loesch or Westbrook to make it happen, and that probably wouldn't be very easy. But even if he walks, guys, he's going to be a type A free agent. That's a first-round pick and a supplemental first-round pick. And let's remember that Colby Rasmus was a supplemental first-round pick. I know John Mozeliak pointed that out to me, and it doesn't mean anything. But the point is, they're not just getting what they got now. They're getting draft pick compensation coming up, which will be high in the draft for a guy like Jackson. And they got three players to be named yet.
That is Kevin Wheeler, KMOX. He knows his stuff, obviously, and he comes on with us here on the Tay and Jay Show quite a bit, and we always appreciate it. And, Kevin, I guess the question, we've had a lot of callers and emailers today. Some are not very happy with the move, thinking the Cardinals didn't get enough. But one of my answers or responses to those guys is, look, I think this had to be done. I mean, Colby Rasmus had kind of worn his welcome out, if you will. Do you agree?
Well, the people in the clubhouse don't agree with that.
Okay.
They don't think there was anything like that. And Tony La Russa and John Mozeliak both said, look, this was not about a personality. This was about a baseball trade. And look, I don't know what the truth is. I mean, obviously, there's always some kind of storm cloud hanging over Colby's head. I think a lot of it had to do with his dad's outspoken nature and, you know, going public with complaints about the team and all of that. But it wasn't working, and that's something that John Mozeliak said very clearly in the press conference today. It wasn't working here right now, and he may be great. And they said they expect him to be very good down the road.
Right.
But you have a chance to win now. And again, you'll hear this interview with John Mozeliak that I did. You'll hear this in the pregame show coming up here in a little bit.
Perfect.
But you got Albert Pujols for free agency at the end of the year. Lance Berkman can be a free agent at the end of the year. Chris Carpenter could be a free agent at the end of the year. The window to keep winning with this group of players is not that huge. If you've got a chance to make your team better now and make a run while you have all of those guys, you do it. Because we don't know what this roster is going to look like next year. I mean, I would suspect that Albert will be back, and I suspect that Carpenter will be, and I think it's a pretty good chance for Berkman, but nothing's guaranteed. So make the run, and if you win it all, nobody's going to care that you traded Colby Rasmus.
How do you think about Colby going to Toronto? You know, a change of scenery might do him good, but they got a good young hitting core now. That Jose Bautista deal looks better and better every day. Travis Snyder, you know, Escobar, Adam Lind. How do you think he'll fit there up in Toronto and what they like to do?
Well, he fits perfectly, man. They've got kind of a grip it and rip it hitting attitude. They like to swing for the fences up there, and I think that fits Colby pretty well. I think he'll probably respond well to what'll be a more relaxed atmosphere up there too. And I think, you know, I don't know if you guys are a Blues affiliate for us or not. I can't remember.
No, we're not. We're not.
But Blues play-by-play man Chris Kerber made an interesting point on Twitter today, saying, "Look, you know, this is the equivalent of a hockey player moving from Toronto to St. Louis." And I said, "Yeah, hello, Carlo Colaiacovo and Alex Steen of the Blues. They were high draft picks who struggled in Toronto. They were in the doghouses of their coaches. They were criticized. Carlo was a local kid from Toronto. They get traded to St. Louis, and all of a sudden, boom, they explode. They get multi-year contracts. They're key players of a good team moving forward." I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happened for Colby.
Interesting. That is neat, and it makes sense. It really does. Kevin Wheeler, I've got one last question for you. Are the Cardinals done, or do you think they're still looking to upgrade some other spots?
Well, Mo says they're going to kind of regroup right now and see where they are, but I know Joe Strauss of the Post-Dispatch says they're still working on stuff. There have been other reports that they may be talking to the Padres still about Heath Bell. I don't think they're done looking. I don't know if they're done dealing or not, but this deal gives them some flexibility that they needed to trade one or two players out of the bullpen to get a guy like Heath Bell. It's very doable at this point. So I would say they might make another move or two, but not two. They might make another move,
sure.
But nothing's certain. I mean, you know, Mazalek was clear that they're going to keep looking, they're going to keep trying, but you know, they don't want to make any predictions.
Kevin Wheeler, KMOX. You can read his stuff at KMOXSports.com. He's got a great take on today's trade. If you go to KMOXSports.com and click on the sports sector, the sports area, that is. Kevin, I look forward to hearing tonight's pregame. I really look forward to hearing it and hearing what you've got talking to a lot of those guys. So thank you much, as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas, be good.
Thanks, all right,
Kevin.
Appreciate it. Kevin Wheeler, he does an unbelievable job, and we're very excited that we can get Kevin on with us once in a while because, boy, look, Mike Claiborne is always my favorite. I mean, yeah. I love Mike, but like you said earlier, Mike is kind of like me. It's kind of one of those deals where, look, don't tell me all the stats. Can this kid get a guy out in the eighth inning with two outs and a runner on second? That's how my mind works. That's kind of, I think, how I don't want to bring Mike Claiborne down to my level.
No.
He's much better than me.
I mean, he's better about baseball.
Yeah, yes, but he's, you know, that's the way we look at it, whereas you and Kevin are like, all right, what is his whip, let's say?
Right.
You know, his what do you call that? What is that?
It's walks and hits per inning pitch.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys really look at the details of things.
Well, and the thing is, Kevin's a Rasmus guy.
Yes, he is.
He really likes Colby Rasmus, and Mike really didn't like Colby Rasmus. So it was interesting hearing both their takes on this thing. You know, and Kevin thinks they did pretty well on this.
Yep.
Mike thinks they did pretty well on this. I mean, it's a win-now move, and the Cardinals are going for it now. And like he said, I mean, you got to remember, if Edwin Jackson becomes a free agent and you don't sign him and he's a type A free agent, you could get two first-round draft picks for him, and that's exactly where they got Colby Rasmus was in that supplemental round.
And I think a lot of Cardinal fans were hoping to get something for the future, and I get that.
Yes.
I get that when they say, but we want it. I even said that yesterday. I want to get something that I know I'm going to be able to look at in 3 years and say, this is concrete evidence. Well, now you're either going to have Edwin Jackson as a starter for the next 2 or 3 years, and I'm going to trust Kevin Wheeler more than anything. He likes the guy, thinks he's got A-plus stuff. Plus, you have been watching him with the White Sox, and you see, you're not as optimistic.
I mean, he's going to have some bad games just because he lets people get on base. He might be in the fifth inning and have 100 pitches.
Yep.
I mean, he can go 130, like Kevin was saying. That's the thing. I mean, he's a workhorse.
Correct.
He's going to have you innings. Is he a Cy Young guy?
No.
Is he a number one? No. But he's a great number three, number four option, especially when you already have Chris Carpenter, Jaime Garcia. He's a nice guy that can go out there, win you a game three in a series.
Listen, here's what we need to do. We need to either swipe or just tell Stevie that we need about $500, and the next time we're in Jupiter, Florida, we're going to get Kevin Wheeler and Mike Claiborne and all these guys. We're taking them out for a steak dinner. Does that sound good?
I like it.
I do, too.
Like,
I'm sure Stevie will love it, too. Oh, he's looking at me strange.
It's like 500.
Wait a minute.
That better not include drinks. That's what he's thinking.
Arby's, he says. Arby's. Okay, hey, well, we can do that.
That's some steak, some roast beef there. That's not bad.
All right, Cardinals fans, what do you think of this? We've talked a lot about this today. I'm not sure how much more we want to get into it, but there was something that happened last night that aided the Cardinals, and it will go down as one of the worst calls ever.
359-2255, 217-359-2255. A lot of moves in the NFL, and of course, the baseball trade. The White Sox, St. Louis Cardinals. Woo. Edwin Jackson now a Cardinal. Colby Rasmus now a Toronto Blue Jay. And the White Sox have $10 million less on their payroll. So that's what they got at the end of the day. What do you think about it? 359-2255. Also, you can always email us.
Yes.
Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com. Here's what I'm going to promise you. When we come back, we're going to kind of break down the day a little bit, kind of a mini Werner wrap, because there's been so much happening. We know a lot of you guys and gals are just getting off work. We'll kind of sum up a little bit about what's happening, and then we'll talk a little bit about that crazy call at the end of the Braves-Pirates game last night in Atlanta. It's the Tay and Jay Show. You can call us 359-2255. New Connect FM.